in the last 3 years, we saw the government with dictatorial policies shut down a huge number of the small businesses in this country for no reason other than, you know, to help their friends pick up a lot of money. We have, you know, the latest statistics, the billionaires made another $1 trillion, 500 new billionaires. So you have an unprecedented success of the establishment engaged in vulturism capitalism. And now we're going to talk about this next week. They're in the process of trying to do to the banking system what they did to small businesses during the pandemic. So we're looking at a coup d'etat. We're staring down the barrel of a coup d'etat, and we're staring down the barrel of a mass atrocity. If you look at the numbers of who's disabled in the workforce and the rise in all-cause mortality, this is a mass atrocity, Polly. So why anybody should, you know, I mean, we're in a war and somebody's trying to kill us. If you look at the, you know, coming up to the pandemic, all the things the search engines did to shut off access and not bring up searches that give you natural remedies. I mean, the numbers are astonishing. So make no mistake about it. Every day there are millions of ways the digital systems in your lives are screening your content. They're screening what information comes to you, and they're delivering entrainment and subliminal programming that's influencing what you think. I mean, we are in a war, and the enemy's first and foremost strategy is to control your mind.